This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In 30 U.S. states, there's a town called Lakewood. Mostly suburban mid-sized cities, sometimes near neither lakes nor woods. By virtue of their genericness, the collective Lakewoods represent a template of American centers of habitation, extending, unfortunately, to Lakewood Church, the megachurch run by prosperity gospel huckster and soaking wet botched plastic surgery survivor Joel Osteen. But other Lakewoods have made positive contributions. Lakewood, California boasts the first indoor shopping mall, is the hometown of professional cyclist and three-time Tour de France winner Greg LeMond, and it's also the home of the first Denny's restaurant. Lakewood, Ohio is the birthplace of epidemiologist D.A. Henderson, who led the decade-long effort to eradicate smallpox. And it's also where you'll find the first Aladdin's Eatery, a Midwest Middle Eastern chain with 80 locations. And Lakewood, Colorado, gave us the late pro wrestler Dr. Death Steve Williams. As well as the headquarters of yet another well-known burgers and custard stand, founded in 1986 by the owners of an upscale sit-down concept in Boulder called Round the Corner. Serving up cheeseburgers and sides, including its signature seasoned wild fries, as well as an array of sweet treats like frozen custard, blended spoon benders, and even dog-friendly paw benders for canines who crave cream. The eatery became beloved by Coloradans in Lakewood and beyond, and today has 34 locations in Colorado and 2 more in neighboring Wyoming. And 3 decades after its founding, this chain that shares its name with a popular 70s sitcom still serves food that evokes the catchphrase of the show's breakout star, Dynamite. This week on Doughboys, Good Times Burgers and Frozen Custard. Welcome to Doughboys Live. What's up, Denver? Thank you guys so much for all being complicit in our most irresponsible show yet. Clustered in a very small room for the number of people who are here, all sharing appetizers and drinks. It's going to work out fine. Guys, we've got a hell of a show for you tonight, but before we get any further, this week's roast is courtesy of David G. Fertitta. Let me introduce my co-host, John Beignet Ramsey. Give it up for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell. Eat shit. Don't blame me. I'm just the messenger.
What's up, Denver? How's everybody doing? Wow, what a crowd. What a crowd, wise.
Hot crowd.
Hot crowd.
It's a hot zone and a hot crowd.
I have an announcement to make. Tom Hanks has tested positive for coronavirus. That's not a lie.
Not a lie.
That is true.
also tested positive for coronavirus, Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert.
And he made a joke about it.
He made a joke about it recently. And also, the NBA has suspended its season.
Is that true?
Just happened.
What the fuck? You didn't tell me that?
It happened while I was backstage about to go up.
You didn't say anything to me.
That's
like what
I
did to them. But you did it to me. They suspended the season?
Yeah. I think I literally touched my face while I was making that announcement.
I got a hard time not touching my face. It's about 60% of my body.
Like a sentient bobblehead. An adult Peanuts character.
I played Charlie Brown.
You could play Charlie Brown.
No, I did play Charlie
Brown. You played Charlie Brown as a kid? How fun.
Yeah, I was Charlie Brown, and you were a good man, Charlie Brown.
Did you get to wear the shirt?
I do. I still have one to this day.
Fuck, I love that shirt.
Oh, it doesn't? Because I got fatter?
Mitch, we had an incident at the Utah airport, the SLC airport, that I am referring to as Wormgate.
That's right.
So here's my side of the story.
Uh-huh.
Shortly before we were supposed to board.
Oh, sure. I need some drinks for your story.
Big hand for Rachel helping us out. Thank you, Rachel.
All right.
Please tip generously. The service industry is about to take a hit. People definitely are going to need something to get them through a bit of a slow stretch.
All right.
Tip generously if you're here tonight.
Do tip well, but let's not depress anyone anymore.
Okay, sorry. I won't talk about what's happening in our world. I'll pull the wool over everyone's eyes.
Oh, God.
Everything's fine.
Either it is the altitude or I might be positive for COVID as well.
Boy, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah.
I haven't changed the sweatshirt since I went on the road. Did you know it's true?
I know.
I should donate this to science. Maybe they can find a cure off this thing.
I will say the altitude messes with me a little bit. I'll get back to my anecdote in one second. But I get a little lightheaded.
Yeah.
I just get like that general like altitude sickness, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have a mild version of it. Like I'm just slightly off the whole time I've been here.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
So we were at the Jazz Airport because the Utah.
It should
Jazz.
Be. That would be great.
It should be the Jazz Airport.
Rudy Gobert to the for real. They were like, are you worried about it? And then he went around and touched a bunch of microphones, and now he has it.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's insane. I'm touching one microphone tonight.
Yeah, that's it. One. That's the limit for me, too.
I think I actually did already touch yours. I grabbed it first before I grabbed this one because I didn't order what my position was.
All right, great.
So we're at the SLC airport, the Salt Lake City airport. Amongst a bunch of very nice Aryan people, and we are about to board our flight. It's like minutes away from when we're supposed to board, and Mitch has to use the bathroom and asks if I can watch his stuff.
Number one, relax, everyone.
He goes to do that, and our group is boarding, and I have a bag that I have to put in the overhead. Betsy does not. So I say to Betsy, hey, Betsy, will you watch Mitch's stuff while I go get in line so I can put this in the overhead? And she's fine with it. She's so chill about it. Uh-huh. And I no problem at all. I go and I get in line. And so I'm in line by myself. Mitch gets back from the restroom, sees me in line by myself, and comes over and calls me a worm. He calls me a worm and a coward in front of a bunch of strangers. Who don't know if he's serious.
I went up to the, you were like, first of all, there was like eight people between us, but I said, Betsy watches, I'm going to embarrass him. And I walked up and I said, I just want to let you know you're a coward. And then I texted that you were a worm.
You texted me that
you
was a worm.
And you remind me of the guy in The Mummy who gets trapped in the pyramid.
Because you think I'm prioritizing my own survival over that of the group.
Yeah, and then you get covered in scarab beetles and you die.
And then I get my comeuppance.
Yeah.
But in reality, we know real life is not a morality play. Oftentimes, the coward thrives.
It's true.
I mean, monsters die in bed. Henry Kissinger is going to die in comfort. Hopefully soon, but yeah, he's going to die. He's going to die in his home.
We've done this show 5 years. We're the most cowardly men there are.
That's true. So I get out of line. I go back and I wait with you and Betsy. And then later, I have to put my bag way in the back of the plane because there's no overhead space left. So it takes me a while to get off the plane. And while I'm, you abandon me at that point.
I had to go pee.
You leave me alone. So you get off the plane by yourself, leaving me stranded. You're exhibiting worm-like behavior. You're the worm.
You are the worm.
This is projection. As always, you are being a worm, and so you think I'm the worm to make yourself feel better about your worm state.
If I'm a worm, you're a worm. We're a couple worms in the fucking worm farm.
Fine, we're a fucking worm farm.
Fine, fucking worm.
I think you're more of a slug than a worm. Slugs are lazy.
Slugs aren't lazy, they're just slow.
Well, yeah, that too.
Wise, Denver means it's a great city.
It is a great city. We're having a lovely time.
It means a lot to me. Should I tell the crowd what I told you backstage?
I mean, I think you have to now.
I lost my virginity in Denver, Colorado. Don't clap too hard. I was 22 years old. I knew they would laugh at me.
I was going to say you had a big day today.
Motherfucker.
This is amazing.
City made the impossible possible.
You joined the actual Mile High Club.
That's
as
right,
someone
my
who
first
fucked
time.
In Denver.
It was technically before I got my diploma from college.
Okay.
So it kind of, I got it in under the wire.
There's not a deadline.
I feel like there is.
There's no shame in being a late bloomer.
Oh,
lots
shut up.
Are.
I don't want to hear this condescending bullshit.
So the Mile High City is where a spoon boy became the spoon man.
That's right.
It's really something.
So I do like this city. I like Denver quite a bit. I do. It's the truth. Probably my favorite city.
Do you think you might have a repeat tonight and lose your 30s virginity?
Well, we do have the two rooms downstairs, Weiger.
This is the night we finally fuck. This storyline converges with one of us transmitting coronavirus to the other. Like a Game of Thrones season wrapping up.
Also, how to Denver.
Wow.
You guys shouldn't laugh too hard at 22. I'm mad at you all now. Don't virginity shame, Weiger.
I'm not shaming.
Well, don't.
Okay, fine. It's fine. I don't think anyone should fuck. Certainly not now.
I agree with that.
It should be, let's chastity from this point forward.
Yes. We both agree that it's bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Natalie told me.
Emma, hit him with a drop. Well, there it is.
Don't need money. Don't take fame. Don't need a
Doughboy's cart.
This train.
This is last night's drop. I have news. This is last night's drop. I fucked up. We played that last night, didn't we?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember these
drops.
That's
the power of love.
No, this is the part of the show I tune out. You tune out my intro, I tune out your drop.
Guys, I don't know if I have a drop.
Look through your email right now. Look through your email right now. See if there's another one.
All right, save some time. Talk about something. Talk about your list.
My list?
You make your little list.
Yeah, well, I got show notes.
Yeah, we'll talk about them.
That's a little insulting to call it my little list.
I mean, it is your little list.
I do preparation for this. I have a bunch of notes in here.
Yeah, I call it your little list. It's your little list.
It's not just a little list. We had a nice Uber ride with Thomas in Salt Lake City.
That's right, yeah.
Thomas, a very nice gentleman in his 70s who definitely supports Donald Trump. But he was a big-time parrot head. We got in, he's blasting Jimmy Buffett. And I ask him, are you a parrot head? And he says, yup. Like, just immediately. We have an all Jimmy Buffett playlist on our ride to the airport. Except when he gets to the song, Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw, he quickly hits next track.
No, he's not a boomer. He was nice. He wanted to save our ears. I think that he thought we'd be like... He thought that we'd turn pale and jump out of the car.
He was a very nice man with some great Buffett-related anecdotes that we would not do justice trying to relay. Did you have any luck finding
my
a drop?
My drop is ready.
Okay, let's hear your drop.
Emma, hit him with that drop. I wish that I was doing this as a joke. Fucking
I will
drop.
Say that we had a lovely time. Yusong and I spent some time in Mrs. Mitchell's company. We had a lot of conversations with her. I think she's very easy to talk to. You guys have something of an... you have a hot-cold relationship, I'd say, the two of you. No peeking. No peeking.
I come out with a cookie on my penis. It was funny.
Jesus.
No peeking.
Just the hardest erection.
Jeez.
Shit all over myself.
Oh, God. That's it.
That was great.
Hey, guys. I'm going to be at the Denver show with my buddies and figured some local Colorado 30H3, well, I don't know what the fuck that is, would be a good fit for the drop. Screw Spoon Nation and Burger Brigade. I'm all about the Betsy Brigade.
Wow.
That's Nick Kirkman. Nick,
thanks,
are you
Nick,
here?
You here, Nick?
You motherfucker. Wait, are you here? Oh, he is there. Security, get him out of here.
Is Nick behind a column? I feel like he does has an obstructed
view. I hooked him up with those seats.
Yeah. Guys, we should bring our guest out here.
Hell yeah. Stop wasting time.
We're lucky to have her, and so are you. She's an actor and comedian. You can hear her voice now on Duncanville, which airs Sunday nights on Fox after The Simpsons. Make some noise for Betsy Sodaro!
That's the best song in the world.
That's a great song.
Yeah, right?
Betsy giving each of us a shoulder massage as she entered.
Yeah, it feel good.
It felt great.
Yeah,
it relaxed
good.
Me.
Good. You feel good?
It felt, honestly, yes. I was having issues backstage.
Yeah.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Like you still do?
I mean, it's been nonstop since
I've
been on the road.
That's rough.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like coronavirus might flush me out a bit.
Think it'll get all those bad humors out of your system.
What does that mean?
It's like the fluids in your body, your humors.
Right.
Get your humors out of it.
It's coming in and out of me. We shouldn't eat food before we do shows.
Yeah.
It's tricky logistically. We had to eat right before we came over to do this show.
Yeah.
I feel wild.
This is your hometown.
I know. Colorado.
And mine too, because I lived here for 3 months.
There you go. A lot happened.
A lot did happen. A lot did happen.
That's all that matters.
That was a very small part of it, about 10 seconds of it. I lived in Evergreen for a few months.
Evergreen.
Yeah. I was up there for elk mating season. It's true. No, I didn't get mounted or something. I don't know what the fuck you're going to say. But I said this the other night. It was elk mating season, and they were like just like thousands of elk, just walking around, and I was like, "Is this like normal?" To the person, they were like, "Yeah, it just happens." They're like walking around, they fuck each other, and I was like, "All right." and they, I was like, what happens if like my car is there? And they're like, if your car gets crushed, it's just like you get crushed. You shouldn't live there. You shouldn't live where all the elks are walking around. But it was a very beautiful place. I went to Red Rocks. I saw Dave Matthews at Red Rocks.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
And he fucking tore it up. It was a great show. Don't call me a nerd. You just heard how old I was when I lost my virginity. Of course I'm a nerd. You listen to the podcast. We still play video games and like cartoons. We're 40.
Yeah.
Betsy, you're from Breckenridge.
Yeah.
Is anyone from Breckenridge here? A few. A smattering of Breckenridgeites. Woo. Breckenridgers? So Breckenridge, known for its tasty powder? Am I talking the talk?
Hell yeah.
Did you say tasty powder?
Yeah, it's tasty powder.
Yeah,
powder.
You sound like a skier.
Okay, great.
Some yummy tasty powder. Yeah, it's known for, the ski resort and stuff. And Dumb and Dumber was shot there.
Oh, that's right.
It's not fucking Aspen. Whenever I watch it with anybody, I'm like, that's not Aspen. That's fucking Breckenridge, okay? Their shirt off my back, okay? That's Breckenridge, not Aspen. And all of my friends are like, we don't give a shit. You should.
That was the first time you saw it? You were doing that in the theater?
Oh, yeah, in fourth grade. That's not fucking Aspen. My dad's just like, sit down, please.
I saw Something About Mary with my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister and I were in the row in front of them. And then, like, at the jack-off scene, they were like, ah!
Right.
And laughing so loud, like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear level. And I was like, fuck, this is disgusting. It was awful. They laughed at like him beating off and stuff. It was weird. What, should I have not said this?
I think this is fine.
No, say it.
Do you think part of that was like them releasing the nervous tension of like you constantly jacking off in their home?
We're cool with it, bitch. We're cool with it.
Probably.
Yeah, the Farrellys had a little run there, didn't they?
Yeah.
There were some funny films the Farrelly brothers were
producing.
Yeah,
Green Book was really great. Green Book was really funny.
That movie was so funny. That jack-off scene? Really good.
Green Book jack-off scene.
I never saw that movie
to win an Oscar with a jack-off scene.
Whoa, cool.
I bet you he corrects me on that in 5-4...
I'm racking my brain. I'm trying to think of best picture winners at a jack-off.
Casablanca.
That's right.
There's like a really nasty one where they were just both jacking each other off, right? In Paris?
Yeah. Play with yourself again, Sam. Yeah. Yeah, there's got to be like a horny scene in some like fucking, I don't know, Terms of Endearment or something. Like some fucking... Silence of the Lambs. There you go. That's what it is.
There it is. There it is.
That's what we needed.
Not just jacking off, but fucking cum. And then she puts it in her hair and makes a little wave.
Dear God.
Boy, that movie's great. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Dear God?
Dear God. This is terrifying. Your eyes lit up.
No, Silence of the Lambs. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. I thought you were talking about Dear God. Remember that movie with Greg Kinnear?
Oh, is that where he starts praying and his wishes come true or something? What is that?
I think and delivers letters. I don't know.
Too confusing.
Note to self, don't ever talk about that movie again.
Silence of the Lambs, by the way, is not a tutorial. I just want to let you know.
I'm not planning on making a skin suit out of women.
Right.
No plans for that.
You could use me. It'd be nice and comfy. Room to spare.
I wanted to ask you, Betsy, about food in Colorado. We're obviously tackling a local favorite, but is there anything, they can be chains, they could be individual restaurants, it could just be like a kind of food that makes you think of your home state?
Pizza always comes to mind because of Bojo's, and I know we'll get a couple of, we would always go to the one in Idaho Springs. Yeah, with a thick crust where you pretty much have one piece and you're done for. And then in Breck downstairs at Eric's was like my big favorite place, and they had a bunch of fun pizzas. Barbecue chicken pizza, that was my number one. We would always ditch social studies and straight up tell our teacher, I can't even remember her last name. I know her first name was Tabitha. We would just be like, Tabitha, we're going to Eric's. And she's like, at least say you're going to the library. Like, no, Tabitha, shut up. She was awesome, Tabitha. Though. We watched the Kevin Costner Robin Hood, because she was like, I'm pretty sure this is what medieval times was like. Tabitha, you're the best.
Tabitha rules.
Tabitha rules.
I went to a restaurant out here as well, the Buckhorn Exchange.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, it's cool.
What's that all about?
Meat.
It's like it's old timey westerny.
Yeah.
It's old Colorado. There's like things on Buffalo. Buffalo Bill went there.
Buffalo Bill went there?
Yes.
In
you know
Silence of the Lambs?
I'm going to go even further. Buffalo Bill owned it. The Silence of the Lambs, Buffalo Bill. No, it's like my mom and dad were like, you should go. My sister were here. My sister and I were here, and they were like, you should go and like try Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, okay.
Yeah.
And then we got there. I was like, what are Rocky Mountain oysters? Like, they're bull's balls. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to eat those.
They're not bad.
They're not bad?
No, they're just deep fried and you dunk them in some fun looking sauce. It's good.
Are they drained?
Yeah.
They drain
What's
them?
What's wrong yeah. with you?
I just want to know what I'm biting into exactly.
Yeah. It's just kind of, yeah, they're gone. They're gone. They're empty.
Okay, that's good.
No, they're like jalapeno poppers.
And they're fucking good. I never thought I'd like cow cum. It's great.
Also, the Shining Hotel is here.
Stanley.
Yes. The Stanley?
Yeah, the Stanley. Very spooky.
I was saying the other day that if I was confronted by the lady in room 237, that I would probably just stay with her.
Yeah. And then I asked, what if the deal was she was like that hot babe, but anytime you wanted to get intimate, she turned into the melty, decomposing old hag?
And I said I was still cool with it.
Yep.
And then I said that when I took my clothes off, she'd probably be like, I'm not into you. Probably end right there.
Oh, yeah, every spooky thing.
I'd empty out the hotel from
all
the spirits.
Yeah, Mitch, you have cleansed the Stanley.
Can I say, while we're on the topic of Stephen King adaptations, I was oddly attracted to Kathy Bates in Misery.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
I just kind of feel like, yeah, she could fucking kidnap me for a little while.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right,
yeah, I feel like this attraction comes more from the place of, like, getting your legs broken. yeah, that's, no. I get that. I see it.
That's great. That movie is so fucking good. Jesus Christ.
It's really good.
There was a time
it's
they
intense.
Were just making like fucking mainstream like thrillers and horror movies, and they were just at a fucking amazing level of quality.
Yeah.
Like Chopping Mall, which
like
we watched.
Chopping Mall, which we watched at our
Airbnb.
We
watched last night.
Chopping
I love
Mall,
that movie so much.
So much gratuitous nudity in Chopping Mall.
Yeah.
Also, Chopping Mall, the pun... Very little chopping in the film.
No chopping.
A lot of lasers, actually.
It's a robot movie. It's a robot.
Yes. It's a robot movie.
Killer robot movie. A lot of deaths by laser fire. again, the chopping is minimal. Yeah. Certainly not enough to justify the title.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no way.
Weren't you telling me there was its original title was something else?
Killbots.
Its original title was Killbots.
Yeah.
And I guess that tested poorly. They changed it to Chopping Mall.
That's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
And that's what we're going to talk about all night tonight.
Yeah, Chopping Mall.
Chopping Mall.
Minute for minute, go down.
One thing I love about that era of movies is that the actors they get to play teenagers are always clearly like 35.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder why you like that so much, buddy.
Just like the least amount of effort to cast a believable teenager.
Yeah.
Just a fucking adult man.
I like that there was just like a doofus in that movie. I would, like, they just like cast like a doofus, like
yeah,
a man who looked
like
a doofus.
The, like, hot doofus chewing gum?
Yeah, like the main dork. And I was like, if I was acting in the 80s, I'd be casting stuff.
I think we would all destroy it if we had been acting in the 80s.
Lord knows I'd be dead.
Oh, I would be dead too.
100%.
Face down somewhere.
Never found?
What? Never found. No,
oh
no, no,
my
no.
God.
Or like found, but like, they're like, we don't know.
I feel like you're both thriving in our current times.
Thank you.
Everything's canceled now.
Things are canceled, but I'm saying that I think you both work. You're both great.
Thank you.
You're both talented.
Thank you, Wags.
Thank you.
There was more money in the fucking 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. You know, if you wrote on fucking Suddenly Susan, you bought yourself a house and a guest house.
Yeah.
Those days are gone.
Long gone.
Now everything's union minimum, and they're fucking, it's a race to the bottom, and we're scrambling for, you know, making our weeks so we can get our health insurance. Yes, that's what the current climate is in the entertainment industry. But still, despite all those challenges and limitations, you two are thriving. You're doing great. You're on TV. You're in movies.
Thank you.
Is one of the things on your list bum the audience out at any given moment? Dear Lord.
No, I know that I'll do that instinctively. That's just my go-to move. We had shifting topics. We touched on Thomas, our Uber driver. You were also in this Uber. A charming man.
He was delightful.
Yeah. He told a long anecdote about his cousin befriending Jimmy Buffett himself.
Yep. Yeah.
But I'm trying to, like, what else? Was there a fucking...
We told him, I was like, you got, like, the way worse version of that story that you can tell your cousin that you met the dope boys. He's been waiting for years to one-up him.
He'll lie in that story. Like, I gave a ride to some big podcasters. Who? Joe Rogan.
Ralphie Maron.
Yeah, Ralphie Maron.
Oh, he picked a dead one. Oh, God boy. Damn it. Sorry.
There's a chance he thought that's who we were.
Maybe.
Rest in peace, Ralphie.
R.I.P.
Oh, boy, Mitch. Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up? Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one. And now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah. Hey, Mitch. I feel like during the summer, pretty much everything I'm doing outdoors is making me thirsty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the issue is. That blasted sun.
Curse the sun.
Curse the sun.
Giver of life, but also...
giver of heat.
Giver of a dehydrator in chief, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Summer requires extraordinary hydration because of the sun, you know, that's like built for everyday dehydrating moments. Yes.
The moon is cool.
Moon's real cool. When the moon is out, there's never a doubt. The moon is cool.
And when the sun's up high, you can't deny it's going to be hot, 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 hot. Anyways, I think that we've expressed that the sun gets you hot in the summertime.
Sure does, and the moon keeps you cool. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America.
Wags, that's right. And you know what? It's so easy to just tear open a packet of Liquid IV, pour it into a cup, mix it up with some ice cold water, and drink it down. My favorite flavor, strawberry.
It's a hydration multiplier.
That's right.
Gets you even more hydrated, and it's easier to stay hydrated while traveling. And you know what, Mitch? We like the taste.
I love the taste. And you know what? I love that I'm getting all those electrolytes, and I'm not getting filled up with sugars.
Yeah. I love the smell, too, and it helps you out, not just while traveling, but after a big night out. You know what I mean.
Come on.
Come on. The moon is cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
The moon is cool. Cool, cool, cool. Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
And Wise, it's got 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and now sugar-free. We got white peach.
Wow.
Green grape.
Wow. Raspberry melon. And lemon lime.
That's right, Wags. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Doughboys at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Doughboys at liquidiv.com.
I love Liquid IV. You know why?
Why?
Because it's cool. Cool, cool, cool.
And the sun... it's hot,
hot, hot.
Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. Makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wags, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold, plus all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there... here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's talk about Good Times Burgers and frozen custard.
Yeah!
Seems to be popular here in Denver. So the same company also owns Bad Daddy's Burger Bar. Do people like Bad Daddy's? Bad Daddy's.
Yeah, our Lyft driver on the way here, he was really selling Big Daddy. Bad Daddy's.
Bad Daddy's. He was like, yeah, you'll have a good time at Good Times, but you want to be bad, go to Bad Daddy's.
Yeah.
It seemed like he worked for somebody. Who? Yeah. I have no idea. Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought Bad Daddy's was the prequel to Bad Grandpa. That was better than you guys thought it was. I don't mean to yell at the audience, but... Who is Bad Daddy?
I don't know.
It's a little too... Oh, it's Big Daddy.
It is Big Daddy.
No, it's Bad Daddy. The burger is Big Daddy. The restaurant is Bad Daddy.
There's one Big Daddy at Good Times. There's Bad Daddy. Someone go find out. Bad Daddy's?
You're all talking at once.
Bad Daddy's.
It's Bad Daddy's. The restaurant is Bad Daddy's. The burger is Big Daddy's.
No, it's Bad Daddy's.
That's our show. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, look it up. You got the internet.
I'm going to look it up.
Oh, God. Here he goes.
Bad Daddy's. Bad Daddy's.
There's one. Yeah. There is one across the street.
Yes, the
we
one
saw
across
that.
The street.
Bad Daddy's.
Is Bad Daddy's Burger Bar.
Yeah.
He's on the website.
Look, you can shout corrections if you must. No, in fact, don't do that. But if you're going to do it, at least be correct.
Yeah. Come correct.
Come correct. Don't give me a fucking Glenn Kessler Pinocchio when I was right. I don't need that centrist crap. So Mackenzie from Comedy Works South here said that they...
Have they ever done... Sorry, never mind.
What were you going to say? No.
Have they ever done a Pinocchio porno?
Oh, you know it.
They have
to. Of course they have.
You but know
naturally.
They have.
It's of course
of
they
course.
Have.
It's perfect, but have they done it?
Yes.
Yeah, they've done it.
They must have.
The creative decision
to
make...
It's called
Lie to Me. The creative decision... to make with when you're dealing with a Pinocchio porno is, are we going to do some sort of nasal penetration, or is it going to be that lies make his dick get bigger?
Oh.
I think the second is maybe a little less on the nose, pardon the pun. But perhaps
can I
more satisfying.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Regret bringing it up.
I bet there's a Pinocchio porno. I know that because I own Edward Penis Hands. The Edward Scissorhands parody. Now, you might be thinking Edward Penis Hands, and you're picturing someone whose digits have been turned into penises, much like they are turned into blades in Edward Scissorhands. No. His hands are each one big, gross-looking, fleshy dildo.
Oh, God!
Don't watch that.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's not good. I continue to own it as a novelty, but...
Wait!
My last question is, you didn't watch this last night at the Airbnb, did you?
No.
All right, good.
But yeah, I'm sure there's a Pinocchio porno.
There has to be.
Well, I'll Google it. Okay, I'm going to Google it.
Yeah.
All right, it's up. He's push play. And he's watching.
The issue here is that it's just getting me to, like, Pinocchio porn on FAP18 HDTube. So I think there's just a lot of Pinocchio porn, but maybe not one definitive parody. So I guess that's two Pinocchios from Glenn Kessler. So anyway, Mackenzie from Comedy Works South here said that they make their own pickles in-house,
yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're good pickles. The location we get to did not have a dining room. I understand a lot of them do, but we ate at tables outside. Our server, man, I felt bad for her. She was clearly very stressed out.
Yeah.
Well, we did order about... Oh, sorry.
No, well, it felt as though she was in a tornado. Like, at one point, I'm like, are those sticks in your hair? Where did that come from? She was very flustered.
Yeah, it was like
very
she was
flustered.
She was doing triage at a battlefield hospital. She was just, like, losing her mind over everything. And I felt bad for her, and then, like...
And then the F5 rolled in, which is us. Yeah. We ordered we ordered a lot of things.
We ordered
$60 worth of food.
We ordered a good amount of food. At a place that's pretty good for stretching your dollar. I will say that she was very stressed out. She was lovely. She helped us out. However, this did lead to an incident where... Are Mark and Haley here? Mark and Haley, you guys are here? We met you at Good Times.
Look,
so
this is your fault, Weiger.
I blame the altitude. I accidentally... Here's what's going on.
Just tell them what happened.
Here's what's happening. I'll give my side of the story. They don't have a number or name system. They just call out what you ordered. And Mark and Haley, also doing a comprehensive job of tackling the menu, ordered some similar items. So I heard them, and I was like, that's got to be us. And I went and grabbed the bag of food, and I opened it up, and I started distributing items. And then
taking
we realized things
pictures.
Were... taking pictures. I realized things were a little off. And at first, again, this is my fault, I was thinking of our harried server. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of our stressed out service worker and was thinking, I bet she just forgot some items or got some things wrong. So I was
Which turned out to be true.
Yeah.
Turned out to be true, but I ended up accidentally having Mark and Haley's food that I had to return to them. They were lovely about it.
We were opening it.
We were opening it up.
Can I also say that when I saw you when you took the bags, you said, robble, robble. So I don't know if I believe you 100% that this is a little accident.
Anyway, apologize for that. So it was a little stressful. We ultimately got all our stuff. Let's start with the sweet treats because that's what we got first.
I opened up their sandwich. I mean, we opened up a bunch of their sandwiches.
We opened up a cup.
And then I said to them, I was like, I didn't touch it. And they're like, you touched it. And I was like, yeah, I think I did touch it.
Then they were like, we want it more now.
Oh, you freaks.
So the sweet treats we got a chocolate cookie dough spoon bender, which is their version of a blizzard, and an Irish cream frozen custard, which is their seasonal custard.
Yeah.
That was my order.
The chocolate cookie dough spoon bender, I was not expecting, and this is my fault, I was not expecting chocolate ice cream. It's mm-hmm. chocolate ice cream, cookie dough nuggets, and a bunch of chocolate syrup poured on top. Speaking of nuggets, this is like Nikola Jokic-style treat. It's a very over-the-top thing that a big boy would eat.
It sounded like nuggets were a separate ingredient, just to be clear. It sounded like there were chicken nuggets in this ice cream.
So this was very, very heavy. A little too chocolatey for me. The bites of the cookie dough were quite nice.
Yeah.
But I would have preferred a more neutral ice cream as opposed to the chocolate ice cream. And then the chocolate syrup on top was just over the top for me.
It was thick.
Very thick.
It was a very thick thing. It felt as though they smushed an entire, like, cake into
yes.
a tiny cup. It, like, just that kind of thick, like, oh, man, I'm eating cement. But it was good cement, but like...
Right.
It was tough. It was a spoon bender.
It was a spoon bender, for sure.
I tell you, I consider myself the last spoon bender.
Oh! Yeah, boo!
It sounds like you're booing me.
Boo!
We are. Honestly not sure if you are or not. I got the Irish cream custard.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Wait, what did you think of the chocolate? The chocolate one.
I liked it.
Yeah, you liked it.
It was very It was a little too chocolatey.
A little too much.
A little
right?
too chocolatey.
But your Irish cream frozen custard.
Ooh. Now we're talking.
That was good.
Just in time for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
You often neglect and ignore the Irish people. So I said, let's get this. This will speak
right.
for my people, and we all loved it.
No one has suffered more than the Irish.
The potato famine.
Those potatoes, man. Those
My
potatoes.
Family's right. I've said this on the podcast. I'm 100% Irish.
Right.
My family were from those bogs. They were down there in those. They came from those bogs, and a lot of them came over because of the potato famine.
The way you're saying they came from those bogs suggests there's some kind of swamp creature.
Yeah.
I mean, Yes.
Your DNA test says you're 60% Irish, 40% swamp thing.
St. Patrick's Day is going to be canceled because of coronavirus?
Well, not the holidays going to be canceled, but some of the celebrations and
that's
parades
why
and stuff.
That's right, wear Kiss Me, I'm Irish sweatshirts out.
I mean, you're not going to be wanting doing that this year.
It's never worked any year.
The Irish cream frozen custard was delightful.
It was delightful.
It had a great flavor to it. It was just so, so good. A real highlight. And you know what? I'm introducing a new segment for this tour. Weiger's Bite of the Night.
You motherfucker! You motherfucker!
Irish cream frozen custard, you win. Weiger's Bite of the Night.
This was introduced by me. Last night. Salt Lake City. Spoon Man's Bite of the Night. You stole my idea. This is Facebook-esque. What? I'm the Winklevosses?
What can I say? I'm a little worm.
Stole it. Salt Lake City is a big mud. It's a big the Salt Lake is a big mud lake.
The actual lake is mud. Yeah,
yeah
it's very
nasty.
Gross to look at.
I just thought that was some BS. I was pissed.
Like yeah.
And I'm so happy to be here in Denver. Fuck Salt Lake City.
We also got some drinks. You know, I got an iced tea. Wait, what did you get, Betsy?
I got Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I wanted to get... Well, what are you going to say?
You got the strawberry lemonade.
I got the strawberry lemonade. I wanted it for Colorado. I wanted to get Mountain Dew or Sierra Mist because I feel like it fits here.
Right.
Do people drink it more up here?
No.
You kind of should. We're healthy. Get out of here.
We're healthy.
We're healthy.
How was that strawberry lemonade?
I liked it. It was really good.
It looked good, and they had like some fresh... They threw the strawberries in there.
There were some little seeds at the bottom, and Lord knows I sucked them on up at the end.
Iced tea, nothing notable about it, but it was a solid iced tea.
I'm in a silly mood tonight.
What?
I'm a little silly tonight.
Yeah, you're being silly. You're silly Billy.
We should go to the Shining Hotel.
Tonight!
Right now!
Let's do it! Let's do it.
We should do it.
I have a ghost hunting app on my phone.
Do you really?
Really?
Yeah.
How does it work?
I think it honestly just listens to what I say and then pops up. Like at one point it did say Taco Bell and I was like, oh! Oh! Oh, come on, man.
I just downloaded it. And it's telling me the ghost of Jeffrey Epstein has inhabited Weiger's body?
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
That explains everything.
Guys, I got a flight to catch.
R.I.P.
I can get Malcolm Gladwell a ride somewhere. let's get into. I thought the drinks were fine. I thought the sweet treats were very good. I think particularly that frozen custard was just excellent. Let's talk Bergs. So the Good Time Deluxe Cheeseburger and the Double Good Times Cheeseburger. Those are the ones that you and I got, yep. Betsy. And the Big Daddy, not the Bad Daddy, the Big Daddy Bacon Cheeseburger is the one that you got.
I got
Mitch.
The Big Daddy.
Yeah.
I'll read these descriptions real quick so you know the differences. The Good Times Burger is beef, lettuce, tomato, pickle, crisp Bermuda onion, mayo, mustard, and ketchup. So mayo, mustard, and ketchup, the big three condiments are on there. The Big Daddy Bacon Cheeseburger is two patties, four slices of bacon, two slices of American, one slice of Swiss, and their famous dipping sauce.
Oh, boy.
Both, I feel so sick. You both, saying that?
Yeah.
Dear God.
Both very good, very heavy burgers.
Yeah.
They were quality burgers, though.
They were very good, very sloppy. And
super
I love
sloppy.
A sloppy burger. I love when you pick it up and you go in for that first bite and most of it squirts out.
Yeah.
Ow! Yeah, now I get a fucking snorted up like a hog. Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it.
These burgers felt like they had been floating in swimming pools.
Yeah.
For like 30 minutes. The bun was just, the bun was like loose.
It was a bun. I mean, it's like a, I thought it actually held together pretty well.
Ooh, mine did not as
much. But
it's pretty
soft. I liked the default burger quite a bit. You know, I don't know how I feel about ketchup on burgers in general. Even though I like ketchup a lot as a condiment,
okay.
I kind of feel like give me mustard, give me mayo, or give me some sort of Thousand Island sauce. Like I feel like I'd prefer all those to ketchup. That said, this one having ketchup, I thought worked well, and the ingredients were very good. Like
yeah.
It felt like there was high quality product, which goes a long way.
The three sauces, even though separate, together were wonderful. Like, what's that? Is that kind of painting or something? What am I trying
right.
to say?
Is that kind of
what
painting
am I
or something?
To say? That, you guys, this meal fucked me up. Like, my eyes keep kind of glazing over, and I keep seeing how I'm going to die.
I'm feeling a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I feel like I see my dad in the audience. It's like the end of Braveheart. He's walking closer to stage.
Oh, yeah.
My dad's dead, for people who didn't get that joke. R.I.P. to him as well.
The big bacon, the big daddy bacon, speaking of daddies, the big daddy bacon cheeseburger is very bacony. I like the two kinds of cheese on there.
The altitude made some water come out of my eyes. I'm crying because I was laughing. It was good. It was
yeah.
a good burger. What do you want me to say now? The burger was good.
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah, it was very. I like that sauce a lot. I think I like the sauce on this one more than the Good mm-hmm. Time, like Triforce of sauces. However, I think I would get the Good Times more often. It felt like, and this is a better level of quality than Jack in the Box, even though I have a personal fondness for Jack in the Box because I grew up with it. But it felt like kind of how like they have their. It's kind of like the Jumbo Jack versus the Bacon Ultimate Cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
okay.
they're two different riffs on the core burger concept.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of pick'em which one you like more. I think I like the default one a little bit more, but they're both great.
Yeah, I feel when bacon is involved, I like to make that more of a treat and not an everyday thing.
Right.
Because, well, I mean, whatever, I'm fat. It's fine. But I like to think I'm a little healthier
right.
every now and then. yeah, it's intense, but good.
It's I gotta say, as much as I did like the burgers, not my favorite part of the entire meal.
Interesting.
Oh.
Should we get into what it is?
Well, let's
yeah.
keep progressing. We also have another burger category to touch on, the Bambino.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
People love the Bambinos.
I forgot about these little guys.
These are their
they
sliders.
Great.
A three-pack of just the cutest little things.
The best.
They are adorable. They're darling.
I would bring those to parties all the time.
Yeah. Wait, you would?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would just bring a bag full and be like, thanks for having me.
That's got to be it.
And then you leave?
And then I fucking leave.
Wow.
Yeah, then I'm out of here, man.
Thanks
for having me.
Was she happy to be here? She left.
Oh, my God. It's all just the rappers. Ew.
She hates us.
Oh, my God.
Remember the lady at the airport hated me?
Oh, yeah. She hated you.
Wait, why was that?
Mitch left his bag on, like...
Because we were so far back in line, I had to check my bag.
Yes.
And I left, and then as I went to go pee, I left you on the plane. And then I came back to get my bag, but the door was closed.
We should reenact it. I'll be
okay.
the lady, you be you.
Great.
Hey, how you doing? And that happened for, like, 30 seconds.
She's scrubbing down the, like, scanner thing.
She was scrubbing down everything. She was very afraid of Corona, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I left my bag, my carry-on. They checked it, mm-hmm. and I left it on the plane. I think they put it down at the end of the runway.
Okay.
So should I, like, go get it, or?
No. Okay, what kind of bag was it?
An away, blue away bag.
Okay. You stink like shit. Now, everything was pretty accurate until the stink like shit. But she was in a bad mood.
You did that perfectly.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
that was very good.
It was startling. Yes. Watching her be so upset.
I must have reminded her of someone from her past.
Right.
Some poor soul, whoever that is. I looked like, maybe, I don't know. She hated me more than anything.
Yeah.
Boy.
And God bless. I mean, and also the lady who helped us out. It's a tough job. You got to deal with a bunch of shitheads.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. She might have just assumed you were a shithead, but you're not. You were just like, you just needed your bag. Sometimes people, when they're like, oh, this person's asking for something, like, okay, what now?
Yes.
Like, they have that, I feel like I get that a lot.
I did ask if they had any extra spare peanuts from the flight.
So what do you do with all the packets that still have peanuts in them? Because I'll take care of them.
Can't just throw them away, can you?
Yeah, come on.
Give them to me. That's what Betsy came. I was shaking her.
Flip her upside down.
Peanuts fall out. Hey!
We knew it!
The Bambinos are beef, cheese, pickle, and Bambino sauce. Whatever Bambino sauce is. I guess different as opposed to their famous dipping sauce.
It was kind of Thousand Island-y, right?
It felt akin to their dipping sauce.
Doesn't Bambino mean baby?
Yeah.
So it's baby sauce. That's
fucking
nasty.
Sick.
Ew!
It's fucking sick blue state shit. You legalize weed and then they start serving Bambino sauce. It was good though. These were tasty.
They were really good.
They were
good.
Really good. In my head, I felt bad that like if the chef saw me eat that burger, he spent so much more time on it and it was gone in like 2 seconds with me.
Right.
It just made me feel bad that it was just getting vacuumed down my throat.
Yeah, but you did just breathe in and it just sucked up.
Yeah.
I was like, the altitude here is pretty. And I just sucked it in mid-sentence.
Hey, that was pretty good.
There's some art to crafting the amuse-bouche, the one bite that is like, you know, and that's kind of what this is. I feel like this is, for me, being a man with a giant mouth, it was like, this was like a one or two biter, but it's a two bites comfortably. I could do it in one bite if I wanted to impress somebody.
Weiger has a huge mouth. He also revealed the other day he has a huge tongue.
I do have
Show them your tongue.
Why do I have to do this?
Just do it.
Yeah! Okay.
It's insane. It's a huge tongue.
Okay, here's my mouth. And then here's my tongue.
Whoa! And then do a profile. Do a profile. Do a profile. Stick it out now.
Okay, right. All right, here's the profile. Here's the PBS logo version.
Holy shit.
It's huge. I'm going to wear that thing around my neck one day.
I like the Bambino a lot. Might have been my favorite burger, honestly. It's just like the balance of ingredients. I don't usually love sliders, but the balance of ingredients here worked really well.
Oh, you loved it. I thought you were saying you didn't like it.
No, I liked it quite a bit.
Oh, wow. All right.
No, I thought it was great. And then that brings us to the spicy chicken sandwich.
Very good.
We were told to get this from someone. Oh, you're probably here. Thank you.
Thank you.
someone tweeted us, you got to get the spicy chicken sandwich. It's really good.
Yeah. We didn't write your name down or anything.
We didn't write your name down.
So, but this still counts as a shout out, so you should be grateful.
Yeah.
I want to read the copy for the spicy chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Here's the copy from their menu. You want the heat? Can you handle the heat? Order one of these and prove it. To which I say, who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm something of a heat seeker, and so I was more than prepared for this bad boy. That I will say this. This one's, and it's very simple. It's a breaded chicken, it's breaded spicy chicken breast, lettuce, tomato, and mayo. Although I think we got pickle instead of tomato on ours.
Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah, we got pickle.
Yeah, they didn't have tomato. It was pickle.
Great.
But it was less Wendy's, more Chick-fil-A. But it was fucking great.
It better was than really great good.
Better than Chick-fil-A spicy chicken.
Way better.
Easy.
It was actually spicy.
Yes, it was spicy.
It had some real heat to it. It was good.
In fact, I turned into a seat seeker after that. Toilet seat.
Yeah, no, we get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we got okay, it. We got it. Yeah. We knew.
I had to go to the bathroom.
We knew it.
Really, really nice balance of ingredients here. The chicken was good quality, and like we mentioned, good heat. And the mayo cutting the heat a little bit. It's just like, that's what I want from a spicy chicken sandwich.
Guys, it was really good.
Delightful. And then that brings us to our sides. So again, we had a little bit of disarray with our order. They forgot our natural fries at first. We had to go back there and ask for our natural fries. And the other another item they forgot, our green chili potato poppers, which they... They prepared for us. Again, it was a crisis. But they made them for us, and we are very thankful for that. We also got the beer battered onion rings and the wild fries, which are very well known.
Yeah.
The wild fries apparently were taken off the menu briefly.
Wow.
And then the fans revolted and forced them to bring the wild fries
good.
Back. Yeah. It was like a new Coke situation.
Wow.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Sometimes these brands overthink it.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they just get bored. They're just like, you know what? We've been doing this for a while. It's time to shake things up. And they don't need to shake things up.
No.
I'm concentrating on my breathing up here. Have we gotten... Was we higher than normal? Dear Lord, I'm going to be fine.
No, I feel similarly lightheaded. And yeah. It's not just the glass of Pinot Grigio I drank. It's that I have I feel like I'm getting less oxygen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah, man.
That's why we're not as funny tonight. Yeah. Sorry. I got to tell you.
Yes.
The sides are fucking great. They're some of the best sides of all time.
So dynamite good. Sides.
So
they're great.
Good. So good.
Wonderful sides.
I
want to
live in side country. It's great.
Great sides.
Those jalapeno potato poppers. Holy shit. I was like, I need the recipe for Thanksgiving. Like, this is, it's so delicious.
Yeah, so they're made with green chilies, which I understand are popular in the other four quarter states.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I've got a lot of great green chili and red chili in New Mexico. I don't know if you guys love or hate New Mexico. Whatever. Okay, seems a little mixed. These are poppers that have potatoes, creamy cheese, and green chilies inside of them. They're similar to an Arby's item that makes them with Arby's makes them with jalapenos, and both of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know how you feel about Arby's. Arby's makes them with jalapenos, and they serve it with their Bronco Berry sauce, which is one of the weirdest dipping sauces in a fast food restaurant.
Whoa.
They also have a berry dipping sauce here. I learned later after we left, but we didn't get it. We just ate these bad boys dry.
That's fine. I think that might have killed that lady.
Yeah.
If we asked for some sauce.
Yeah.
There's a sauce now, but I finally gave you your food. She was great.
She was very nice about everything, too.
She was very nice.
When I came back to tell her, she was like, oh, no, what happened again? Very funny.
She's a Kathy cartoon.
She was.
Ack!
I'm going to tell all this to Irving. Like, what?
Yeah. Huh?
Of course you know Kathy's husband's name. Is that who it is? Is it Kathy's husband?
They were had an off on and again, off again fling. But in the final Kathy comic strip, they finally tied the knot.
They fuck.
And they fuck. They tie the knot in panel two, and panel three is just hardcore penetration.
Up close, they're just like, eh.
Can I
Eck.
Oh my God. Dear Lord.
I know. My sister's in the audience.
She is. Very lovely lady.
Sweet.
And
sweet.
I was like, have you listened? We say bad stuff.
I think she said, I listened to small parts of an episode. Which is, she shouldn't even have done that.
Can I tell you an awkward teenage thing?
Sure.
Of course.
I remember, oh God. I remember getting turned on at a Rose's Rose strip one day. I looked at a Rose's Rose comic strip and I got a boner.
Wow.
When I was like 16 or so.
16.
Maybe 15. I don't know, prime boner time, right?
Was it, this was a thing where she, just like the way her boobs were drawn or something?
Yeah,
or what was
I don't
it?
Know, something did it for me with Rose's Rose. It just worked.
I'm sure there's some Rose's Rose hentai if you Google it, if you want to relive that.
Don't put that thought into my head.
Saying rule 34, I'm sure Rose's Rose stuff is out there.
Fine, I'll Google it tonight.
So the onion rings, I thought, were very good. Not
fantastic.
Particularly seasoned, but they were. But they had a great all right. breading to them. They were like those littler rings. They weren't those big sprawling rings. They were those mm-hmm. tight little rings with yeah. a lot of batter on them.
Yeah.
And you know, intact. They did well with, you bite through them. Again, this was a thing we dealt with Crown Burgers in Salt Lake City. Similarly succeeded that that you bite into it and the onion string doesn't come out. It stays intact.
I was calling it the hot slug on your chin.
Hot slug on your chin.
It was when that thing comes up, falls on your chin.
Right.
That's terrible. You don't want that. These were great. You
These
bit into
were
them.
Awesome.
I loved them.
Yeah, I thought they were very good.
I didn't dislike a single side.
I didn't dislike a single side. Single side. I like the green chili potato poppers, as we mentioned. The wild fries. At first, I was like, oh, these own. I was like so into them. And then I took a few more bites, and I was like, there might be a little bit too much going on here because they're breaded and they're seasoned. But then I came back to them. I was like, no, these are good. I like these.
Yeah.
And again, to think of Jack in the Box, their curly fries or Arby's curly fries are analogs for this. They are these breaded seasoned fries. But I think these are like just a better version. They're just like very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned, she forgot our natural fries. We went back there, and the fries we were given were not the natural fries.
Stop calling them natural fries.
That's what they are on the menu, natural fries.
Really?
They're natural fries.
Stop saying it.
If you want a large, you ask for some big naturals. They ended up giving us crisp cut or waffle fries.
Are those not right?
That's right. So they've changed the fry form factor to a waffle now. I guess that's something they've done in recent years. This was a fucking great fry. God, it was good. So good.
Guys, better than Chick-fil-A's waffle fries.
Better than Chick-fil-A's waffle fries.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
They were so good.
Salty and just perfectly salty, and they were like hot out of the fryer and well fried. I was just like, these are fucking dynamite.
Is Good Times open on Sunday? Take a hike, Chick-fil-A.
Get out of here, Chick-fil-A. Come
Trash.
On. I have a quick pitch.
Yes.
And you may think I'm disgusting after I say it, but hear me out.
No, never.
A bowl of those onion rings.
So far, I like it.
Okay. And then pour ranch on them and eat it like cereal.
With a spoon?
Thinking cereal that you want to keep crispy, so not an insane amount of ranch.
Right.
But, I mean, I would do probably a fork, but just a thought.
Absolutely.
Think about it.
Absolutely would work with
this
some...
This should be served in every house in America for breakfast.
Eat shit, Wheaties. It's onion rings with ranch now.
Yes. Yes.
Really, the sides were great. The sandwiches were very good. You know, we had a discussion, and we should get to our final thoughts here in one moment. But we had a discussion of, is this place better than Crown Burgers, which is what we had in Salt Lake City. I'm sure there's some interstate rivalry between the people of Colorado and the people of Utah. I would say that no.
No.
You guys just don't even care about them.
You
That's
don't even
sad.
Care. All right.
We know who won that battle.
Shit.
We were there last night.
But I will say that I think we all came on the side of This is better than Crown Burgers, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just better. Crown Burgers is good. We like Crown Burgers.
Yeah,
no disrespect to Crown Burgers.
And guys, we gave a pretty good review to Crown Burgers.
We did give pretty good reviews to Crown Burgers. What does that portend for this chain? We will find out now. We'll each go around and give our final assessment, our closing argument, if you will, and end with a fork rating.
Yes.
Betsy Sodaro.
Okay. So I grew up going to Good Times. One opened up in Silverthorne. Our friend's dad owned the gas station, and then they turned it into a Good Times. And I remember being like, he fucking owns a Good Times? That's the greatest job in the world! There's still a part of me that I kind of want to get, like, a very part-time job at a Taco Bell. Like, and just work the window and just be like, thanks for ordering. I think it would be so fun. Maybe I'll try that. Anyways, I grew up there, and I loved it. I always loved it. The French fries blew my mind because I think it was the first time besides Arby's where I was like, whoa, really fun seasoned fries?
Right.
Holy shit. And today, it tasted the exact same, which was great. Like, the nostalgia there was just... It made me so happy.
You took a bite at one point and said, I remember this.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, that was
a beautiful moment.
Yeah. I remember it, man. So I give it 5.
5 forks.
Yeah. I love it. It's the fucking best.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if Crown Burgers has anything on Good Times. Unless you're like an alt-right person, and then the crowd there you'll probably enjoy. Very Aryan.
Very. Lots of blondes.
We had a lovely time in Salt Lake.
We did.
Yeah, it was great.
We had a great time in Salt Lake.
It was fun.
It's fun to make fun of it once you leave, though. Look, I had a lot of firsts here in this city. And let me tell you, the most pleasurable... First for me was my first time at Good Times. No doubt in my mind. We all left happy.
Absolutely.
We enjoyed ourselves. We took our time.
We were all very satisfied.
I didn't go into the bathroom at one point and go, come on, this is your chance. Don't blow it. True story.
Oh. Wow.
They say for... Oh, God, I'm going to get it wrong. For a good time at a great place at McDonald's. Is that what it is?
I don't...
At McDonald's. For a good time...
I don't know.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Are you thinking about, like, some lascivious message scrawled on a bathroom wall?
People know that. Is that the McDonald's song? Oh, I'm loving it. Took over. Everyone forgets the old one.
There was a something like there was Have Your Break Today. That was, but predating that, there was some sort of
my closing line doesn't make any sense anymore, Weiger.
Okay, can I pitch something?
Yeah,
A Safdie Brothers movie.
Oh yeah.
Good time. You know what? Just like the show Good Time, and from Weiger's intro, it was dynamite. Five forks for me.
Yeah!
5 forks.
Gotta be.
Weiger.
Uh-oh.
Don't blow it for us.
Uh-oh.
The pressure's on.
Uh-oh.
So it falls
to me. I gave Crown Burgers 4 forks, just to let everyone know.
I also gave Crown Burgers 4 forks. Crown Burgers joined the Golden Plate Club. The question becomes, as I've already said... This is better than Crown Burgers. We know as a baseline, I gave Crown Burgers a 4. Liked Crown Burgers. I think the things that maybe has over it, the Euro sandwich is excellent. They don't have anything like that on this menu. And then I like their onion rings a little better. I did. But that said, everything at Good Times delivered. Okay. The sweet treats were great. Really, really good. That was like, this was like, I realized like, this is Colorado's Culver's. This is in the same way that Midwest people... feel such a such an allegiance to Culver's.
Wow.
It's the same sort of thing here. They've got good burgers and great frozen desserts at a value price. And I get why people have a fierce allegiance to it. It's very, very good. Everything delivered. So it comes down to, does this place belong in the Golden Plate Club or the Platinum Plate Club? Does it have what it takes to get that third set of five forks, or will it fall somewhat short? And I will say, a noble cause that falls somewhat short, much like the Bernie Sanders campaign, 4.5 forks.
Oh, my God!
For Good Times Burgers and Frozen Custard. Very
folks,
good,
folks,
but not quite
elite.
It's
altitude sickness. He means five.
Four and a half forks. Welcome to the Golden Plate Club. Good Times Burgers and Frozen Custard.
Do you... Oh, man, you're going to get killed.
What can I say? I'm a little worm.
Do you know how the story I told about how I felt when I saw that Rose's Rose cartoon? That's how Weiger got when you all booed him. He loved it.
Guys, that was our review of Good Times, where we had a very good time. It is time for a segment. I've got a mystery beverage, and Mitch and Betsy must divine what it is. It's the Weiger Challenge.
Cool.
And to the stage, our engineer, Emma Erdbrink. Big hand for Emma.
Hey, you, Emma.
Has brought two glasses of some beverage.
All right.
Tell us. Let us know what you are looking at and describe. Please, no help from the audience.
I mean, it's a beer. A light beer. Light, crisp.
I have a guess. Oh, shoot.
Talking to the microphone.
Only been doing this for 15 years. I have a guess. It's a Coors.
Your guess is straight Coors. Do you want to lock that in before you ever tasting it?
Coors Light.
Coors Light is kind of good, too.
Betsy says Coors Light. They are both taking their first sips right now. An audience member is imploring them to chug it.
I can't breathe.
They both started to chug it, got about a third way through.
It was so hard to do. I can chug a beer. Oh, God.
Prove it. They stand up.
Don't kill yourself for this. It's not worth it.
I would die for them.
Wow. Mike Mitchell just chugged the remainder of his beer.
Yeah!
Coors Light.
Absolutely, Coors Light.
You have both guessed Coors Light. You have co-won the Weiger Challenge. That is correct.
I can't believe you chugged that. Good job.
I mean, it's obvious, but I don't know. What else are we going to do Coors on the show? We're here in Denver. Why not?
Yeah.
We'll nod to the silver bullet.
I've gotten to the brewery, and it's really fun.
Oh, that sounds like a treat.
Yeah. They, like, let you just wander around. I was, like, expecting a tour and stuff, and they're just like, go. And here's some tokens to get beer. It was awesome. And you get to, like, taste the freshest Coors. Like, literally, they were just like, nobody has ever, like, been near this, and I loved it. It was great.
Do you guys
now that I've chugged that beer, I just want to say, you people are giving too hard of a time to Trump.
Oh, no.
Virus thing's hard to handle, and it's not his fault, man. Oh, I'm going to burp.
Yeah. Into the mic.
Oh, God. Mitch appears to have nearly puked.
I'm fine.
Would you guys have a favorite Coors varietal?
Coors Light.
You like Coors Light. So, banquet. Betsy, you were drinking a banquet up top or backstage
earlier. Yeah. I like the little bottles.
Those are cute.
Because they're also really fun to shatter. They are very fun to chug it and then just slam it on the ground. I don't do that as much as I used to, but it really helps if you're feeling frustrated or something. Drink a beer and then go shatter it. I highly recommend it.
I swear, this is the truth. The first time I ever got drunk was with Coors Beer.
Wow.
Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll die here. That freak wants my corpse. Buffalo Bill is here.
I need a sleeping bag.
Guys, this is a Wiger Challenge. Just like a restaurant of our feedback, let's open up the feedback. We're going to take three questions from the audience
Hold on, Nick. I want to give a shout-out to Jesse, who's in the audience tonight.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Jesse, his wife couldn't make it. He had to come alone. And I want to give a shout-out to Jesse. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Jesse.
He's a veteran. And he had to come solo.
So,
thank you, Jesse. Are you here? Did you come, Jesse? Oh, he's there. All right, hell yeah.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for your service, bud.
Another person given an obstructed view of the show. It's...
Sorry about that Trump joke.
So we've got a few questions that Emma is going to...
I shouldn't have chugged that beer.
Yeah, you really shouldn't have.
Chug those.
I know, I feel loopy now. Let's get the show over with quickly.
Yeah, you have three Strongbow ciders waiting for you. Don't stop.
No,
let's stop
no.
this. Stop peer pressuring this man in his mid to late 30s into chugging alcohol.
Because I will do it till I die.
He will do it. He will do it because he wants your approval.
It's all I ever wanted.
He doesn't know that's not going to fix the hole in his soul.
I was born with that hole. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. So Emma, where
I'm
are
over
you?
Here.
Oh, Emma's right over there.
Hello.
Emma, who's got her first question?
All right, I got Kevin Daniels, Spencer Vogel, and Katie Smith.
Okay, are they?
If you want to make your way here.
Okay. If you guys want to work your way over to Emma in the corner, so we get someone from the front row working their way back there, and then when you take the mic, tell us your name, and then go right into your question.
Hey guys, this is Kevin. How's it going?
Hi.
Hi.
So as you mentioned up top, coronavirus is in the news. So what beverage would have a disease, and what would the symptoms be?
Oh, okay.
What beverage?
Beverage would have a disease, and what the symptoms be? Well, I mean, like, you know, in a way, many beverages collectively have a disease, diabetes. All the liquid sugar that is being consumed in this country leads to adult onset diabetes.
All right, bumming us out again.
Milk kind of has a disease. A lot of people are lactose intolerant. But a new one we would come up with.
How about Dr. Pepper? It has...
Sorry.
Dr. Pepper, and the disease it has? Irony.
I was going to say a martini and Alzheimer's.
Interesting.
Ooh, that's good. That fits.
That just kind of makes sense.
Kind of an A to C, but yeah, I get
it. I don't understand the question. I don't know what we're doing. Kombucha? That has shit floating in it, right?
Yeah, that one does.
Bacterial infection would make sense
there
with kombucha.
I did have kombucha once, and I felt like I was going into anaphylactic shock. I had a bad reaction to it. I was like, none of this again.
God.
I think it was like whatever the fucking yeast in it or whatever. It's my body was not prepared for it. I had that once when I had something that had some kind of corn mold, which I guess is an okay thing to eat, but it just...
You were drinking it, though?
No, it was like dusted with some sort of corn mold.
Oh, okay.
It was like a fancy dish. It was a great taqueria.
Jesus, don't get that dish. Do you have a drink answer or no? I'm starting to get very drunk.
Oh, yeah, I had a drink answer. What if water made you dehydrated? All right, next question.
I think you got booed. What's up, dude?
What's going on? I asked...
What's your name again?
Spencer.
Hi, Spencer.
Hi. I asked this before. I didn't know you guys were going to talk about this, but
If you were to be a victim of Hannibal Lecter, what dish would you want him to make out of a body part of yours?
Wow.
Wow.
He asked this just assuming we would talk about Silence of the Lambs at some point. The answer is, which one of our body parts would you like him to make into a dish? Which one of our own body parts would you like to...
Yeah. If he was going to capture you and make a dish out of you, what would you want it to be?
Oh, boy. Cool. Nachos. Like, make skin chips. And that, like, and deep fry those. And then my meat is, I guess my fat. What? Horny for whore. Rest in peace, horny for whore. and then just classic nacho toppings.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What do you like on your nachos? You like beans?
Yes.
So like beans.
Beans.
What else?
I like pico de gallo.
Oh hell yeah.
And then sour cream, guacamole.
Those two separate dollops.
Jalapenos. Yeah just a thunk, yeah. Thunk. I love it. Oh man, we need to get nachos, and I'm full.
I would like to be just dressed and spatchcocked like a rotisserie chicken. My entire...
This was my answer.
What?
Like roasted on a spit.
I would want an apple stuck in my mouth and I'd be a spit like a big pig.
Yeah.
Like a Hawaiian luau. My hog could be a very small appetizer.
And a moose boosh, if you will.
And a moose boosh. Yeah. But a big, on a spit. I think it's not how I'd want
to
go.
I think, yeah, I'd like to have my innards taken out, my head chopped off and discarded.
Ooh, I got another one. You're going to like this.
Yes.
A Michi Gordita Crunch.
I'm going to kill you tonight and make that. That's a good one.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah, I want my meat to just be at Taco Bell forever.
Can you put that in your living will? I feel like Yum Brands would be okay with that.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to work on that. I'll
great
edit
question.
My will.
That was a great question.
Great question.
That was an awesome
Thank
question.
You, Spencer. One more question.
All right, so why?
So, yeah, this is less of a question and more of a scheme by Mitch.
This is a little scheme by me, Mitch.
A scheme. You got a scheme worked
Katie up. Messaged me earlier today.
Yes, I did.
Hold on a second, everyone. And... There's a little plan here. Katie, tell us what's going on.
Well, double reed. I also am a double reed.
Wow.
And was a bassoonist.
Wow, very
cool.
For
a long time.
And
I do own a bassoon.
That's right.
And I brought it here.
That's right.
And I was just wondering if you would play it for us.
And, Katie, we talked about this before. You washed the reeds in mouthwash before the show.
Yes, I did.
Katie, do you make your own reeds?
Yeah, I used to, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Boy, that was the part where I checked out.
I hated it.
My bassoon teacher was like, I have to do some wood carving. I'm like, I don't want to do this fucking Boy Scout shit. I'm fucking out. That was probably the point at which I was like, I'm not going to do this as a career.
It's terrible. Yeah.
I don't want to fucking be whittling reeds all the time. What are you fucking doing? I can't buy something off a shelf? I had to become a fucking craftsman to play this goddamn instrument. Guitarists have to like make their own picks. No, they don't. They have to weave their own strings. What the fuck is this? What kind of instrument is this?
Preach.
I probably couldn't play it anymore. I can try. I mean, I can try, but I don't.
Yeah. I'm gonna walk Katie around. We'll be right there.
Okay. I seriously don't think I have the muscle memory to even remember the fingerings.
You'll figure the fingerings out. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
Katie, it was the perfect scheme.
Wow, what a scheme. Here's the thing about...
Can I request Kevin's Country, the ending song to The Tonight Show?
Maybe you can find me a tablature. I could try to play it.
You can find it on there, can't you?
So the thing that's unique about the bassoon, we're going to see it busted out. Katie is walking up here. By the way, I have some Katie's in my past, so I was a little afraid this would be someone I know, but thankfully it isn't. That worked out.
Hell?
Yeah, as soon as it was Katie, I was like, uh-oh. But then it worked. This is great. This worked out great. So we
had Katie's in your past sounds very Buffalo Bill. You thought the FBI was here?
I have some Katie's in my past.
Okay, so Katie is taking out all the different components. I think the first one is, let's see, this looks like this is going to be a little reed thing. Yeah, so I'm going to hold up these bassoon reeds. And as you guys can see...
Oh, God, this has backfired on me now.
They are kind of a trapezoid shape that goes into a little rounded end here. Are these all the same intensity? Are any of these harder than others? What's like the softer reed? Because I don't know if I can play on a harder reed at this stage. My embouchure is busted.
The hell are you talking about?
So your embouchure is the way your mouth forms around the reed or the mouthpiece if it's a single reed instrument. Okay, she's going to soak these. This is an important part of the process. I'm forgetting this, but I'm remembering it now. You have to soak the reed. You can't just lick it and stick it. You gotta let it get moist for a little bit. Let me see if I can remember how to assemble a bassoon. Mitch, Betsy, you guys can take over
God.
The narration. So it comes in a bunch of different, you know, like mini pieces. Let me see if I can turn this around. This looks like a valuable bassoon.
It is.
Okay. I'll try to treat it with kid gloves. Go ahead, Mitch.
The scheme is now a scheme on me. All right, he's got the bassoon out on the table here. Oh, no, he's putting it down below.
Putting it down. It's a lot of parts.
Wow.
That feels like something from Survivor.
This is like you're like a chunky Mr. Wizard. A Mr. Blizzard, have you?
You're doing great so far. Yeah, you got it.
All right, he's putting this together here.
The between the legs
is a really
good
move.
It totally does. An old-timey musket.
Look at this thing. You used to play this thing? Wow. And you still play it, Katie, is that correct?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Not as much, but...
So as you guys can see...
Someone said not after today, I agree.
Whoa!
Hold it
Did he
by
get it right?
Here.
Yes.
This is really loose, so hold
Got it.
It.
This is I'm holding it by the single piece. Katie is informing me. I was holding it by the... So as you guys can see, it's got this big single body at the bottom that turns into two pieces that goes up into this big horn end up here.
This is the fucking thing you played?
Yeah, and then it attaches to this metal piece, which is what attaches to the reed.
This is dorkier than I could have ever imagined.
As you can see, this is like the height of a small man. It's a very tall instrument.
It looks like you have Gandalf's staff.
It is very Gandalf-y.
Wow. What do you think, Betsy?
How did someone think of this? It's so weird.
It's very weird. It seems straight out of the Seussical musical.
Very Seussical.
Okay,
very
so Seussical. Right here, this is what I have attached. This is the seat strap. And this is the difficulty of this instrument, is there isn't a great way to hold it if you're not seated.
I have a harness if you want to play
harness.
It
yeah,
standing
give me the
up.
Harness.
Weiger's
Would
now
you
wrapping
rather
the
stand?
Strap around his neck.
Throwing it over a rafter.
Oh, okay,
Would you, do you want to stand or sit?
Let's bring this, I'll bring this chair around and then I can sit. Thank you so much for your help, Katie. Big hand for Katie, everyone.
Yeah, Katie, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You rule, Katie. We really pulled it off. I mean, this is insane.
My goal is to play a single note, because I don't know if I can remember any fingerings.
Play Kevin's Country.
Mitch, you got to give us something other than dead air. This is a podcast.
Okay.
I'm having fun. Betsy,
I'm
blown away right now. I've never seen a thing like this. What if he plays it and we all orgasm?
He's going to play the white note.
The white note. Shit, get ready, everyone.
Do you want a hand dress, too? Were you a hand dress guy?
I didn't usually use a hand dress, but you know what? I'll try it.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
Yes.
Hey, Colorado's the place for first times, eh?
Somehow I'm still dorkier and you're holding the bassoon. All right.
Here we go.
Here we go, Wags.
So I have...
Give it up for Katie and give it up for Wives.
I don't have the read attached yet. I don't have the read.
You ready
are these
to
adequately
read?
Soaked? Yeah, give me
the
read.
Are we ready for the read?
The read has been soaking.
Can you give me a pretty soft boy?
Yeah.
Reminds me of this my first time in Denver.
Give it a good crow.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So for people listening, that was just me blowing into the reed itself. You can buzz your lips and make a sound from just the reed. That's an interesting thing about the bassoon and other double reed instruments. Okay. Here's another thing about the bassoon. It has many thumb keys.
Dear God.
So most woodwinds have a single or two thumb keys.
This is how we're going to get people to leave, by the way.
The bassoon has an astonishing 13 thumb keys that you play with your left and right hand. It uses many of the skills that you would might you be need as a gamer. You know, you got to jump from the A to the B to the X to the Y button. On most other instruments, it's like an old 8-bit Nintendo controller. You just got the A and the B to worry about.
Wags, do you need me to hold this microphone or what?
What's that?
Do you need me to hold the microphone?
Okay, I'm gonna tuck the microphone into my fanny pack. Hold on.
Yeah, oh my.
Yeah.
You've transcended to the nerdiest man. You're playing the bassoon and your microphone is in your fanny pack.
Kevin Countries go. Hum me a little Kevin's Country.
Thank you,
Jesus
everybody.
Fucking Christ. Thank you, Katie.
That's our
Thank
show.
You Guys, give it up for Katie. Give it up for Betsy Zanotto.
Give it up for Katie, Betsy Zanotto.
And Aaron Brink. And our next time for this program, my bitch, I'm going for Happy Eden.
See you, everybody. Thank you, Denver. Thank you.
On the next Doughboys Double. Happy Bunny Day! We talk our experiences playing through recent Nintendo Switch community building sim Animal Crossing New Horizons. Hear us discuss the game that recreates the remarkable experience of going outside. Get the Doughboys Double every Tuesday only at patreon.com/doughboys. Sources for this week's intro are in the episode description.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.